Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Oh, Christmas is over. It's all over. And Sweet Boxing Day has passed us yet another year. Joining me today, Deco, is lovely Raycon and his stink breath, Novak, the filthy bird. Ryan G. We will get to him because he is a fat hog.
Yes.
Bam is here, and we're talking about Ryan G and how he can't drive a car, but he likes to think so because he's always eating.
Why don't you speak into your microphone more?
Oh, snap your heart out.
Yo, G's like a car nut. Like, if you pull up with, like, a Mercedes S55 or a BMW X5 with cool rims, you're like, oh, does that have a turbo chip in it? Da-da-da-da-da. This guy wrecks into the back of the Hummer at the stop sign down the street just yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you, like, just slam on your brakes. Just like,
I stopped at a stop sign.
Yeah,
you
stop at a stop sign, then you drive again, then you stop again as I'm, like, looking over to yield at over traffic or whatever. I don't know. What's done is done.
It's
whatever.
Like, usually accidents happen with, like, 20 cars on the road. It's 4 in the morning, there's only 2 cars. Yours and
4 in the morning? It was 10:30.
G's mad at me because I stopped at a stop sign. Well, if you didn't fucking stop, maybe I wouldn't have hit your car.
He wouldn't have hit it, but he had a 2-foot cheesesteak rolling around the back seat. That's what he was looking at. He was in the stomach down his fat.
Yeah, it was black ice. That's what it was.
G's life revolves around blaming someone else all day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well,
give
yeah.
me an example.
Okay, we're in there making hot dogs. We eat one apiece. G eats 8 apiece. Jen comes down to holler at us because we ate all her hard-earned money hot dogs.
Is,
and he blames it on us,
no,
but he ate them.
The reason why he blamed 8 on me is because every time I take it out of the microwave, I take one bite, and he goes, well, that's not a proper hot dog, so now I need another one because you took a bite out of it. So it's not like a total of 5 bites. Now it's a lousy 4 bites, and he needs a new hot dog.
No, that's not true. Where is that? Where?
He came over and he wanted to eat a bowl of cereal. He was like, dude, these bowls aren't even deep, man. I have to fill it up like 10.
What's this music playing in the background?
It's a radio show.
It's amorphous. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know.
G slaves over a hot microwave and then complains because the hot dogs ain't cheese filled.
Yo, he just complained. G, you just complained about how there wasn't cheese on the hot dogs. Like, where the hell's the cheese at? I'm like,
G does 2 things. He blames other people for his problems.
And he eats food.
Yeah.
And he just pumps himself up all
day. I pump myself up with food.
Bam's like, yo, can you draw pictures? His answer wasn't a simple yes. He's like, I can draw like a fucking champion.
Let's get the record straight. Yes. This is this Ryan G day. Yep.
Oh, you're history.
Bro. Yep, Sweet I'm history
Ryan.
Today.
Well, we miss you over the holidays.
Oh, I missed you too.
Jen,
hang on. Jen, tell the mic about the baklava story on Christmas.
What's baklava?
I mean, 3 trays of baklava. You know what baklava is. They're huge trays of... One tray is a pound of butter.
It's the most fattening dessert ever.
Bam and I go to bed. We come back downstairs in the morning. Their whole tray is completely gone, and G was like, oh, yeah, that was really good.
Come down in the morning.
The whole tray.
Yo, baklava is like...
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to just have, like, a taste of it because it's so fattening. It's supposed to be, like... You know, you're supposed to savor the flavor. This guy ate a whole goddamn tray.
Oh, my God.
A whole tray.
Yeah, show me. Where? When?
Show me.
I love how you make that up.
No,
rad.
I can't say no to drugs, and G can't say no to food.
Oh, my God.
That's how it goes.
Hey, if you could shoot a hoagie up in a needle and
huh?
do it.
Huh?
I don't know.
Your house on Washington?
Or G. Yeah. Like,
I wasn't there.
Eat, like, sick
when?
Like 3
years ago. Oh,
3
years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I was probably right. wasted.
You
no,
were.
I remember that.
Yes. Oh, you do?
I do remember. It was in the oven, and then you pulled them out, and they were empty.
Yes.
And this fat hog, he's oozing out of his gill. He lost his whatever gut. He's got this flap, and the butter oozes out. He doesn't sweat anymore.
You're talking like it was, like, yesterday or 2 days ago.
It might as well be. You probably have enough butter to
last. Yeah, I shit my butter in your face. Oh, that was a great comeback. How about that?
Okay, no more butter talk.
Gee, how was your Christmas?
It was all right.
What'd you get?
I got a memory card. What'd you get? Buy another Lamborghini?
Lamborghini.
Just tell everybody what you got me and how Hannah hooked it up.
All right. Well, I'm, like, trying to think, like, what would Bam possibly want that he doesn't already have? So I figure he has 14 acres, and he already has, like, dirt bikes and four-wheelers. So I got him this, like, two-seater go-kart that goes about 40 miles an hour. And, but Hannah hooked it up, and it's, like, so messed up right now. I can't even get it started.
Leave it to Hannah to hook it up, man.
Not mine. I don't care.
And GC Margera's here. Ryan G., the fattest man on Earth as of today. He's a big sloppy hug. We love you.
Cheers to that.
I haven't seen him in a month, and he calls up. He's just like, yo, I'm coming down to be on the radio show. By the way, I lost 40 pounds.
He lost it in his refrigerator.
Bam sounds like, yo, he said he lost 40 pounds. I don't believe it. So he gets here. I'm staring at him like, where the fuck is this 40 pounds missing at? Like, gee, you're such a liar. He unzippers his jacket like, I'm cool. I'm chilling, man. 40 pounds less in your own mind. You definitely didn't lose it.
Yeah, you got it.
And G's website is the best too, because he just totally leaks out everything. Like,
oh my god, dude, it's like a tablet.
Tell the story. Seriously.
Well, all right. I didn't really tell anybody that I'm going to be a dad soon, but I signed on the other day. I didn't tell any like CKY fans or anything, but I signed on my website, and there's like 300 emails like, hey, congratulations, Jesse, you're going to be a dad soon. And I'm like, how did all these people find out? Of course, RyanG.com. Like,
yeah. I didn't even know.
He just leaks everything. You're like, he'll come over and like take photos of all these like new Viva La Bam episodes, and then he'll just show up on his website.
This radio show right now will be on RyanG.com before it's actually on air.
Guaranteed.
He'll take the mini disc and put it on the G.com site right away.
Should I put it on?
Yeah.
I'll burn you one
just to see if you can actually do it before it goes on air.
When is it going on air?
Well, in like a few hours, but I have to catch a flight to Finland. That's why.
I got to be careful. Like, I can't play any new CKY songs because G will, like, tape them and then put them on there.
Yeah, G leaked the biggest secret. Like, years ago, decades ago, when Fluffernutters were invented, they didn't want anyone to know yet. They were waiting until this one Wednesday. G came right out. Look what you do, marshmallow peanut butter bread.
He had it slobbed all over his face. The hoggy is G Matthews.
G, why do you do that? Let's find out once and for all. Why do you do it?
To leak information to look cool.
Dude, he'll put naked pictures of your mom on
there to get
cool.
Five more
hits. What's your answer? Why do you do it?
He would put a naked picture of your mom on his site just to get five more hits. It's so good.
Yeah.
You must get some serious hits because all the kids know that like your site is the hot spot to find out what's going on.
I don't know.
Hey, G.
I just post shit. I don't know. Like, whatever. It's like a journal thing. Whatever. Whatever happens, I just post.
He'll put a microphone on his jugular vein and all hidden, and he'll just be like, hey guys, what's going on? So let's hear this new CKY track, Jess.
He's like an undercover cop trying to get information.
They'll be like, how did this song get on the internet already?
The funniest is some kids called him, and he got on the phone with him. He's like, yeah, I know Bam's my friend. You don't know Bam. Like, swearing they didn't know.
I'll fucking
prove it. I'll give you his phone number, but don't say you got it. So all day people were calling Bam's phone, like, where'd you get my number? Oh, G gave it to me. And he just denies it to the end.
Swapped it for a sandwich.
And he always gets away with it because this is how the phone call goes. Gee, some fuckface called me up and said that you gave him the number. What's up with that? I didn't give any number out. But they said that you did. They swore that you did. No, that wasn't me.
You actually believe that, too.
Yeah, well, how would they get my number, though?
I would never give out
your number. You're a liar.
Well, why would they say your name, and how would they get it in the first place?
Because they don't know. Everyone wants to blame shit on me.
You're a liar.
I'm just that dude.
That's the reason.
I'm just that dude that people want to blame on.
Yo, if I were a judge, I'd say you're guilty right now.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm playing a song.
Play it. I need a cigarette.
This song's DSD. It's called Disneyland After Dark, but they had to change the name because they were getting sued. And this song's called I'm Sleeping My Day Away, and this one's devoted to Shit Goose because he doesn't wake up until 2. So this is Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
GD the Sailor.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to Radio Bell.
Yeah, we're sitting here listening to the lovely Jesse Margera, who is sitting over here. Rakeon is here for this holiday season. Novak is filthy. I have to wash my mouth with soap just speaking that dog's name.
Ooh,
we
yeah.
have Bam, of course. Ryan G., I'm Deco the Asshole. And welcome to the show again. I bet you didn't leave at all.
Did you know that the first time I met G, he moved to Philly and he got punched in the face by some mobster?
Yeah.
No, I never heard the story. Let's hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
He knocked you out too, dude.
Yeah, knocked me out.
What'd you do to deserve it?
I don't remember because you get knocked out. You don't remember like.
That's such a lie.
No,
I'll tell you what I heard.
Let's hear the real story, babe. I was skating up and down the street doing kickflips. Some Guido dude comes around and he almost hits me. Then I just tell him to fuck off. And
then he gets out in his mobster outfit and just caps him right in the face. And he just falls on the ground. And then we had to send him to the hospital.
breaks my nasal cavity. And like,
yo, oh my God,
that's great.
Damn, dude.
And I woke up in an MRI just thrown up. It is insane, dude. What? You get knocked out, you just don't remember.
Some
anything.
Mobster split your nose wide open, yeah. opening your
Do you
fat
what
mouth.
What he looked like?
No.
G stole his meatball sub. You guys didn't see that.
I was doing kickflips with the meatball sub.
G stole his Italian recipe.
No. Apparently, Ricky skated me to the hospital. I was over his shoulders, and Ricky was skating down the street.
That's oh, a, God, that guy's got to be strong.
That's a fucking lie.
No,
I can put your fat
that's
ass
what
on his
happened.
Shoulders.
I'm not even kidding, man.
Ricky Iola.
This was like 8 years ago.
That's like carrying two oxes on your shoulder.
Plus a cow.
I saw Ricky kick a bum in the head. So hard. Like,
he wasn't so fat then.
Dude, he was
so
born
fat,
fat. Gee, I think you were born fat, probably.
Yeah, I think no, the heaviest he's ever
For a while, G was real skinny.
No,
still am.
No.
Oh, man.
Chiku, show Novak your skinny license. Do you still have your skinny license? Show him your skinny license.
I don't know if I have it.
Yo, you know what G does? This is what G does. You know how you go online at, like, myfriend.com and shit? What is that called?
MySpace.
You can make, like, buddylist.com or something. I don't know.
Fagfriend.com.
He goes on this, like, friend site, and he sends pictures of him to, like, hot girls, but, like, it was his 18-year-old when he was all fucking handsome and stuff. He's like, you know, he's all skinny, and then when they meet up, like, sir, do you want to meet up, babe? This is what I look like. I'm all handsome and skinny at 18, but he's really like,
yeah.
Now he's all 30 and
serious?
Fat.
Gee,
I
what
so
you,
do that
well,
all
I,
the time.
I believe it, though, because you do
you
dumb
actually,
shit like that.
You
yeah.
believe that.
That's not far from what you would do.
Yeah, but he looks good for a fat 42-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm not fat. I'm tan and big boned.
Yo, why? Big boned, gee, asshole. Girls don't like you for your looks. Why do they like you?
Because of that lie website he had.
Because he always has a buffet ready to go, and you just come right over.
No, it's because of his photography skills. Well, Shikus is actually a really good photographer. And tell him about the Best Buy lady, or the chick that wanted your ass just because.
Oh, dude. She told you she was from Best Buy?
Yeah.
God, he doesn't want anyone to know.
No, I don't care, dude. I was in Best Buy.
And what happened?
And this chick came up to me. She's like, I like your photos and stuff. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, whatever. You want to come over to my house? I'm like.
That's his end.
I have a cornucopia of flavors in my refrigerator.
That was it. You know, I don't know. It wasn't.
Oh,
anything.
God.
I was over it.
Then I go to Wawa, like, in Philadelphia, like, a few weeks later. Then she comes, this crazy lady just comes up. She's just like, hey, I just asked Ryan at Best Buy if he wanted to come over to my house, and then he did. I'm just like, all right, so where are you going to go? I'm like, to my house.
No, speaking of photos, remember when G tried to get a photo with Jay-Z?
Oh, yeah! Jay-Z is the nicest guy ever. He comes
so
in.
Nice.
He comes into, we were doing, what the fuck were we
TRL.
Doing? TRL. And Novak's sitting there writing his book or whatever, and Jay-Z comes up all friendly like, hey, man, do you mind if I sit here? And he's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. So, like, then they're sitting there chit-chatting all nice, and G's like, Jay-Z's such a fucking pussy. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, why? What happened? He's like,
what?
I came up and asked for a photo. The flash didn't go off, so then I tried to get another one, and he was like, yo, man, get the fuck up off my face. And even his co-signer buddies were just like, nah, man, he's cool. Nah, man, he ain't cool. Fuck this motherfucker. But the whole thing was, G was fucking shit-tossed, and when G gets hammered, see, G has a prescription to Klonopin because he has anxiety attacks. So, like, he takes all this Klonopin, and then when he drinks one beer, he's annihilated.
So
just picture G at his worst drunken moment going up to Jay-Z. He was probably like, "Oh, come here, no, man, come here, let me get another photo."
Take another one.
Dude, you know that you were just putting your meat hooks all over Jay-Z, and that's why he got pissed off.
But he didn't remember. I went on tour with him though after that.
Did you know that Jess has to play the new CKY? I'm the Jay-Z because he's
Island Records.
Oh, that's right.
Can I go, Jess?
I gotta take a meeting. Like, we're all going to take a meeting with him.
No, I went on the Sprite Liquid Mix tour with that guy.
G's going to find a reason to go along with him for his meeting.
G acts like he was on tour with him, like he was on stage rapping.
No.
Remember G at the Halloween show? How crazy drunk
dude,
he was?
Oh, crazy.
Dude, you were annihilated.
Which
and
one?
He kept stepping in front of Chad's amps and he couldn't hear it. Oh, and you're just sitting there like, yeah!
That was crazy. I almost wanted to fight your manager.
Yeah, you did.
The bodyguard came up and was like, you tried to step to the bodyguard.
I was like, then I realized, I'm like, what am I doing?
No, you didn't realize.
When G gets drunk, he does the stupidest things. One night I saw him hooking up with the fucking ugliest, filthiest girl in the world. He was so happy. He was like in the corner blowing up his photography profession to her, like, yo, babe.
He was showing him his portfolio right there.
Look at
this kickflip photo that I got a bad yesterday.
He's got this fucking fat bitch with a bright yellow sweatshirt on. I wake up the next morning, I'm like, let me look at these photos. It looks like he's got an extra large banana split on his lap.
No, this bitch
is so ugly, and he's like sucking her ear, making shit out of her.
I love how that was all made up. But
That's true.
What's so true not?
Dude, but tell us.
Come back. What's so true not?
Tell us, this is true. Tell us about the Lambo chick.
We've already talked about that.
You weren't here for that.
We'll fucking talk about it again.
Viewers don't want to hear it. Talk about the toll?
No, we did talk about the Lambo chick. We didn't talk about the toll, which we'll get to.
Oh,
hold on.
Excellent.
Speaking of the Lambo chick, there's these models that open up the doors at the Lamborghini dealership, which Novak happened to kick game to, and now they're pretty much going out.
I mean,
she comes down here on the regular.
I know.
I'm going to see her tonight, actually.
Does she know you're broke?
Of course not. She thinks the Hummer's mine.
Yeah, no, I wrote on the Hummer on the inside, Donald Trump goes right to the boss, because Don Vito, when he was trying to get into the Playboy mansion, he was talking to the security guard. He's like, I'm not talking to a security guard. Donald Trump goes right to the boss. I'm not talking to no idiot. So I wrote it on the Hummer, and she's like, you just write on your Hummer? He didn't say anything about me. He's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, babe.
I'm like, you can drive this into a fucking tree. I don't care.
She just seems like a big house with all these fancy cars. He brings her back here, and she's just like,
and she's so fucking hot. I'd take her to Kildare's, and everyone's
like,
She was hot, damn, dude. She should know better than
me. Did we take a photo of her?
Here's the best ever, though.
Yeah,
when I bought the Lamborghini,
oh, this is great.
I didn't have a dollar in my pocket. And I had to go through the toll because it's in Jersey. It's a $2 toll. I had to pull G over and make him pay for me in front. And he goes up to the lady. He's like, yeah, the Lamborghini behind me doesn't have any money, so I'm going to pay for him. I'm like, what?
You did the same thing when you got the Ferrari. You were like, they're like $3 for the Jersey toll, please. And you're just like,
I
don't got no money.
Because
you just roll up in a Ferrari.
Because I'm paper rich. I have all these credit cards. I have like 10 of them with all these big limits. But Phil doesn't give me any money because he thinks I'm going to go spend it on stupid shit.
You did.
Like Lamborghinis
or
Ferraris.
Like a doll's face.
Bam's like, how do you write a check for $200,367.74? And that doesn't have $2 on it.
Yo, the scene at the Lamborghini dealership was so funny because you got Bam trying to figure out how to write a very large check. G is in love with the cars, but he can't afford it. I look like I just came off a 12-week heroin binge. Like, I just woke up picking up a bottle. Like, we were all three doing such different things.
Yeah,
it was so good.
That chick thought you were insane. You're like, yo, baby, what's up, sweetheart? Like, dude,
No, because she came up. She was like, are you guys needing help? Do you need coffee or anything? He's like, obviously by the wrong person, baby. You need to come here and sit on my lap.
Yeah.
And then she did, and then the guy who like runs the joint comes in. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, these women can't be in here. Like, he's just like, well, then we're not buying a car then.
So two days later, she's completely naked in my bed. Pays off.
So
somehow, some way.
Yo, the best ever was when I bought the Mercedes, though, because that was like
a
year and a half ago.
Was
I come in with G. G has no shoes on. Rake comes in with his long ass hair looking the way he does. I had a leather jacket on with no shirt underneath.
I was insane.
Dude, I was the best dressed guy there. I looked like a piece of shit in ripped jeans and a flannel, and I was the best dressed guy. Bam still had mud all over him.
He was covered in mud because you guys were four wheeling, you and G.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Shit all
so
over
we were covered in mud, and I remember that one of the sales guys at the Mercedes dealership was just like, to the client that he was dealing with. Yeah. He was just like, look at this crew. What do you think they're going to be buying? They're just window shopping. And they were like tapping each other. And then he comes up to me. He's like, so, what do you guys plan on buying? And he taps like his client guy in the shoulder, like laughing. And I'm just like, I don't know, the most expensive car here.
No one believed him. Only the young guy knew that he was like, oh my god, bam.
The young guy knew, but all the older guys were just like, what are these money clowns doing in here?
Shit. They were just humor enough to let us in there.
You know, people shot photos of the when you traded in the Ferrari, and it's on Ferrari.com, and everyone's like just dissing you, like all the older, you know, grouchy men.
What do they say?
They're just saying, oh, God, he, like, jumps out of shopping carts and he gets one of those things, like...
That's the best part. Yeah. Please talk shit on me. They're just so mad that they have to go to college for 4 years to make half as much money as we do.
Yeah,
and then they're just mad about, these guys wreck into a shopping cart. People like to watch that. Yeah. Too bad you didn't do it. You know, you had to go to fucking college for 4 years and then four more years of, like, doctor school. I'm sitting here, like... laughing with you assholes.
Hanging out with shit.
And then they send money.
Speaking of looking like shit when like nice people come to do stuff, how about the Cribs when they showed up?
Oh my god. Let's talk about Cribs right after this song. Right. I don't even want to get to it. Right now this song is this band is called Refused. They're awesome. And it's called New Noise. This is Jess's favorite song on Radio Bam Sirius 28 Faction. I mean Faction. Okay.
How the fuck you say it? I said, serious? Yeah. On Sirius 28, Faction.
Yo, we're back here live. Beautiful Raycon and his stink face. Novak, the dirtiest filth womanizer. We have Bam, Ryan G, if he could get a hoagie out of his mouth, you might hear him. And Sweet Chiseltoe, Deco, oh yeah. You ever see Ray get farted in his face? He's got a fart face faggot. Womanized Ray gonna rip his pants off and fart right on his faggot dick.
Come on.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Novak's a dirty bird. I hate Novak so bad. He's the womanizing creep of the universe. Treats women like filth and infects them with his filthy heroin blood. Oh, Ryan G. Well, you're very skinny now, honey, but really not. You're a fat hog. I'd like to sit on your face, Ryan, and shit your mouth. Shit out of your mother's throat. Yeah! Yeah! Rake, don't laugh. Your fangs are like two bowling pins that you can't pick up. Filthy dog. Filthy piece of dog. Dog dirt. You're a dog dirt.
All these cuss words.
I hate you,
dog dirt.
Yo, Bam.
Bust on his kangaroo teeth real quick.
Rick has the teeth that can gnaw through Nauga hide.
Nauga hide.
Yeah, you know why Rick's teeth are as sharp as they are? Because they're... What are they, Rake, sweet honey?
Oh, they're, well...
Shut the fuck up, you faggot! Rake's teeth are engineered through decades of his ancestry so that he can gnaw through any hide in the outback of Australia. What are the Australians? That's where you're from, you dirty whore! I'll fuck your mother's ass wide open till it screams for more passion! You fucking dirtbag, your teeth are like a fucking razor tooth faggot sucking the cock of a hobo.
You just have to sit there and take it.
I'm so used to it. He's just drowning himself in a beer.
He does it at my house. I'm like, Mom, Brandon called you a fuckface faggot again. That's nice, dear.
No, he called you a fartface faggot.
Then he goes and steps on dog dirt.
One time I saw Brandon fart in a little kid's face and he cried.
Wait, that was just a week ago. And then his mom called up his phone because it was Kirk's kid. He was like,
don't you ever fart on my son's face ever again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a little glow stick, like those like Predator blood sticks, and he dropped it on the floor. I said, oh, man, don't forget to pick up your glow stick, honey. He picked it up. I ripped it in his face. Never experienced an ass blast right in the face. He looked ass up. He was blast. Like, it was like 5 seconds of silence, and then he goes. And then he goes, ew, yucky, daddy. I'm like, you little faggot. You're going to get another one in about 5 minutes.
He
was paralyzed with my stench.
How did the mom find out that you ripped one on his face?
Because she was on the phone with the daddy right then, and then he was laughing so bad that he fucking tattletaled on me. And
get fart in my son's face.
Fuck up, bitch. I'll fart in his face all
the
day.
The dad was laughing.
Can you do the voice shut again?
Up. What voice?
The mom voice.
Don't you ever fart in my son's face.
I farted in his face so fucking great.
That's a new voice.
Let's name that.
A good one.
I could taste the fucking McCall Kirk's mom. I could taste the juices of my Chinese food coming out of my asshole. It made a teardrop of juice out of my ass and I sprayed it all over his innocent little face.
Micro feces.
Hey, in Kirk's mom's voice, tell me that playing soccer for all the girls is a very dangerous sport.
The girls' faces?
No, like you're a soccer mom and you're trying to say that soccer is a dangerous sport.
Soccer is a dangerous sport. I'm Kirk's mother girlfriend. He couldn't marry me because his dick's a shriveled brute. That's why I didn't know that. It's very dangerous. Don't you ever fart in my son's face.
Oh, man. And then say softball's dangerous too because it's not so soft.
Softball's dangerous too because me and Kirk got together in the back of a van and made a little boy. You fart in an innocent child's face. Fart in my child's face.
See, the misconception about softball is that the thing is really soft when it's hard. That thing pegs you. It's no tomato. It's no tomato.
Don't ever do that again. That hurts.
Hey, why don't you, we have a bunch of kids, asking questions over the email, so why don't you read them? But read them in the either the softball voice or the Raycon voice.
First off, you're wasting your computer time. You're abusing it by sending fucking emails. You don't use computers for work. Someday they'll fucking get you. Anyway.
Hey, Bam. I want to know where you can get the movie Haggard. I'd like the show and CKY, but where can I buy it?
You can buy it up your fucking ass, pal. Why don't you go fucking find it? You have the internet, you waste this time writing this. I'm sure you can do a little Google crap.
Here's another one. Okay, babe. So we like your Swedish metal now, but what would surprise us? What do you listen to that would surprise us?
Who fucking cares? Then I am Bam.
I care.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Oh,
Hell Train. The Hell band Train. Hell Train is from Sweden, and they're probably the greatest to come out of Sweden in my book right about now. I would say Refuse, New Noise. I just played that, Jesse.
Well, they're not even around
Jesse.
Anymore.
Jesse! Here's one to Rake.
No.
Hey, Rake, we really like your hair, but will you ever cut it? And if you do, will you ever grow a dick besides that pussy in your pants?
I never, ever will. Ted, what do you have to say about that?
What, cut my hair?
Would you ever cut it?
Dude, your mom just made all these poor guys cut their hair on stage at the club. This kid gave himself a mullet for $200.
Would you cut your hair?
Would you cut your hair?
No.
Would you ever cut it?
Nope, never.
Suppose Brad Pitt was going to suck your cock off.
Give me $1 million, I'd never cut it.
What if Brad Pitt wanted to suck you off?
Would you do it, Ben? Then I might cut it. No.
I'd
never cut it.
What would you rather have, an enema of mustard or cut your hair?
You can stick mustard up my ass before I fucking cut my hair.
You guys heard it. Let's pound that mustard up.
Oh, come on. It's not like a whole tomato.
Oh, come on.
Come on, guys. It's Brandon always does that. You can have two bad things happen to you, and there's no good one to pick from.
I don't like that. I don't like his answer, so I'm going to ask the real Rake.
Okay.
So, Rake.
Hey, Rake.
Would you cut... would be extra Rake.
Okay. Hey, Rake. Yeah. Hey, I'm here. Can I talk on the air? Ben, what's your question? I'll suck your dick. Can I have a paycheck, too?
Rake, would you rather have mustard enema or cut your hair?
Is there a choice of C to lick a man's wiener? I would never cut my hair. Fuck that. I am who I am. Oh, and I'll never do that. And mustard is just a lie. I really like it.
All right, what would you rather do? Cut your hair or brush your teeth?
First off, I would never brush my snaggle teeth. I would never brush my snaggle teeth, and they're not even teeth. They're just ivory crap coated, filthy, cum stained, monstrous.
Ivory crap.
Rot. And my hair is my hair. I won't cut it. But one night I did. I pulled out a pair of scissors, and I cut it all. Shut the fuck up, Rake. I'll fuck your mom's ass.
Oh my god, innocent children are in the room!
Good. Serve you right, asshole.
Rake, what would you rather do?
Here we go.
Ask him.
Just ask. Earmuffs.
He's got a million of these. Just
earmuffs.
Go for it.
I want you to answer the question.
Okay.
In the softball question.
Rick, would you rather dance in France with fags with no pants or come on an innocent doggy's face?
We already did this one. Whack off on the dog.
He got no problem.
He's all serious. Yeah, I thought about it long and hard, man. I'd rather whack off on a
you
dog.
You know what Brandon gave me for Christmas?
Yeah, tell him.
Deco gave
me... Come on, Novak, you think you're the dirtiest pig? I fucking regained it.
Deco gave me, like, this like, giant Barbie doll's face.
It's Pocahontas' face.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do with that?
I want you to, when you're all frustrated and backed up, I want you to blow a little over his face.
And then when he gave the present, he demanded that Bam never speak to him until he does it.
Like, dude, that is so gnarly.
And if Novak tries to steal it and get off on it, I will... Oh, my God.
You'll like it. Yeah. You'll be into it.
Sticky face.
You know, speaking of disgusting situations, I got all loaded at the bar the other night and brought this girl back here.
Oh,
I'm in mid-makeout session with her, and she takes a step back and throws up all over my face, on my body.
Dude. Shut up.
Yeah.
It's about time.
She threw up on the nice leather couch up there, and it dried in between the cracks, and when I sat down in the morning, it was like, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I look in between the seats, there's all this, like, Asian rice and shit all over. I'm like,
what other kind of rice is there? Once again, we go back to beating the Asians.
But it smelled like the sauce. It smelled like it was like straight from
curry.
India or something.
Asian curry lampoon.
It gets so good because she just like thinks she's having the best time in the world. She's throwing up everywhere. And now he went to bed and he's so pissed off. And I'm trying to get her upstairs and she knocks me in this big statue. So I grab him like, who the fuck knows where Bam lives? Because I want you out of here now. So she wouldn't listen. Bam thinks I'm, like, beating her up. So he comes out, like, yo, calm down, Novak.
Calm down. So then he puts her in his bed with... She still has puke all... She's covered in puke. And then all of a sudden, like,
10 minutes later, the loudest thump ever. The bitch just rolls off the bed and falls like so hard on the ground. So then he drags, and then she starts throwing up again. So he drags her into the upstairs bathroom, and then he just like puts a pillow down and
I locked her in the bathroom.
You like, locked her.
We
in.
Have two doors to go in the bathroom. I locked both doors, and she just had to fucking sleep in her own vomit throw up all night. Then it was so bad that I heard her like throwing up and gargling, and I'm like, well, maybe I should turn over. But actually, I think I want her to die, so hopefully she just chokes and dies.
So you were playing a little Basketball Diaries, locked her in there, weren't you? Novak, how's it feel?
Memory lane. Took a trip down memory lane.
Yo. The next morning when she woke up, I figured she would be like so fed up and stuff. She goes, we had such a great time, didn't we, guys? No! As soon as you walked in the door, you started puking all over yourself, and along with the leather couch that Jen cleaned up, asshole.
Well, the funny thing was, I had to wake up at 6:30 in the morning to go help Hannah and these guys do some work, so I didn't have a chair.
Yeah, right. The only work you do is jabbing a needle in your arms 24/7, you dirty heroin addict, crap face.
Shut up! So I didn't have time to clean up, so I took off. I come in at 12 in the afternoon. This bitch just moved in. She's sitting here at the table with the kitten on the table. My robe on, talking to Matt, his uncle, like just hanging out of the house.
Ew.
I'm like, let's go. If you want to ride, I'm taking you now. And she gets in. She's like, we had the best time in the world, didn't we?
And now I'm making you eggs.
She's like, do you guys want eggs? And Bam looks at her. He's like, we don't fucking eat here. Like, shut up, guys. He's like, we don't eat in this house.
I gotta say, you don't eat eggs.
He's like, we don't eat here.
Where'd you even find those eggs? We don't eat here.
Hey, Kirk's mom wants to hear a song.
All right.
Kirk's mom, what song do you want to hear?
It's just like me and Kirk made. Backyard babies. I love to roll. I bet you do. I love to roll in the hay. Fart on my son's face. This is Radio Bam. Serious 28 faction. Shouldn't it be faction 28? I don't know. Fuck you, eat shit.
That's what I say. I'll eat your dick.
I love to roll with a one, two, three.
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Faction 28 is the true satisfaction. Hey, Rake, what'd you do this holiday? Oh, well, I got some pretty neato gifts. I sat on my daddy's face, and I ate his asshole.
Hey, Novak, how come you're so infested with filth?
because I even heard that when you shoot up your heroin drugs, that you even give the drugs your diseases. When they go in, they just hate going into you.
Well, the thing is that I've tormented my body so long that I'm just used to being unhealthy. So this dipshit goes and buys, like, veggie burgers and this healthy food. And I'm like, do you think after all the needles and drugs I put in my arm, I want to get healthy now? Fuck no. Like, why? It makes no sense. It's stupid.
Did you talk about how you shot up with bleach?
Nah, that's going to be in the book. Let's let him wait for the book.
Oh, he's got a big man here now. He's saving it.
All right. Quick run back. At this point, I'm at the lowest of lows. I'm living with this lady in the worst
wait,
part
is this
of
now or back
this
then?
Is then. Shut up, asshole. Oh, yeah. I'm living in the city. I've resorted to not even coming up with $5 a day, so I live with this older lady. I take care of her kids. I clean the house for like 10 cc's of hypo on a needle. She didn't give it to me that day. So she leaves, and I take her cooker, and I'm like, clean it out, so before she gets back, she knows what I did. I have a bottle of water, and a bottle of bleach to clean the needle and the cooker, all that shit. So I'm in such a hurry that I pull the bleach out, which is supposed to be the water, and I put it in the cooker, and I cook the bleach up, thinking it's water. Fucking put it right into my arm. I realized I just shot up a needle full of bleach.
Oh, so you're all cleaned up now. You're good.
It kind of killed the germ until I started getting clean and having
yeah, right.
sex.
Did it bubble up all gnarly?
It didn't bubble up, but it was yellow, and I felt like I was on a fire times 50 million.
Dude, it's sodium hypochlorite. Do you know how basic that is?
Listen to fucking tear you up.
It was on the 30th floor.
But I had so many warrants, and if the police came, they would have arrested me, not helped me. So I had to just sit in the corner and pray.
When would they ever help you?
Did you watch television? Like, what did
Dude,
you do?
I sat in a dark corner and just thought about my life and how fucked I am. That's all I could do.
I do that about you,
but,
too.
But, I do it now.
But tell about the turning point, how you and your best friend shot. No, how was
oh,
it?
Oh, well, this is where I realized that I have a different purpose on this planet. Me and my buddy, we've been getting high for 3 years straight together.
There we go.
Did the same amount of heroin. One day, we get dope. We each cook up the same amount of needle.
Don't
I put mine in me. He puts his in his. Arm and all of a sudden.
Wait, what are you talking? Needles and things?
Needles.
Oh, gotcha.
I put my needle on my arm, his needle on his arm. We do the same amount of heroin. He drops dead in my arms. I live. So that's when I realized maybe there's something more than just heroin in life. So I explored it here.
I cry me a fucking river, Novak. It's the holidays.
Blame G. G wanted that faggot story, not me. Faggot G. Shut up. He's getting mad.
Yo, how about the one where you...
No. There is no more because I need to sum it up here with what happened with Cribs the other day.
Oh, God.
Which you guys weren't here for.
No, yeah, they but I heard.
I forgot all about it. And we just did the 69 Eyes video. So we went to Tattoo Moms in Philadelphia to get hammered. I wake up, I get slapped awake.
We partied till what time?
By these, like 4 or 5. I get slapped awake by these, like, foreign film crew. I'm like, wait, this doesn't look like the Viva La Bam. They're like, yeah, we're here from Cribs and we need to film, like, Cribs. I'm like, just come back tomorrow. Like that. It's like, we drove here from New York City. We need to do this. I'm like,
New York City.
All right. So
fucking far away.
So I get up and I start the day off with the brewski. And once I have one, I'm officially annihilated after 3
right
sips.
Right back where he left
like,
off.
Right back where I left off. So here I am drunk as hell doing Cribs. I get the bright idea to get like the biggest candle I have and dump the hot wax all over Novak when he's sleeping. He wakes up like, boo, boo. Then I force him to do the rope swing in the nude on TV. Then I take the sweatpants. Then I take the sweatpants he was sleeping in, and I chuck him into the fire, burning only the dick area out.
Put him back on, and there's still flames coming out of him. And all these MTV chicks are walking around, like, getting sodas, and I'm like, so, babe, you know, what's going on tonight? My dick's swinging in
it's
the
just,
wind.
It's just sweatpants with his tiny beanbag hanging out.
All day long, I went to the bar like that. I stayed like it all day. Dude, these girls didn't know what... Like, everything was fine. He was already a mess, but once they opened my door and woke me up, game the fuck on, man. Like, we just tore this house up. That's
I think
awesome.
It's going to be, like, one of the funniest Cribs just because I was so, like...
You're just, like...
I was so relaxed, like... Because I was just all, like...
Like, I don't give a fuck. Hungover, yeah. Back into it.
So there wasn't, like, me thinking of, like, a wise thing to say about the skateboards on the wall. I was just like, this was my favorite skateboard simply because of the fact...
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
I was just talking about everything in the house, and...
The thing is when they see Cribs on TV, it's usually this guy, like, this is the living room, we don't sit here, it's, like, off limits. He walks into the kitchen, he's like, this is why I fucking hate this room. Points at something, picks up the biggest glass, and just smashes it. Like, didn't care about it. It's going to be the different best... show ever.
The best right. is that they just woke you up and you're all hungover and you look like a pile of shit.
You've got
you're
some
like,
rain.
No, like
I think that's one of the times where like B
beer work to the benefit of it? Yeah. Because
beer always works to the benefit. What are you talking about?
Not sometimes. All the time?
I think all the time. All the time and even enough.
Yeah, coming from a guy who has 30 cents in his pocket.
Oh, what, tell him about how you couldn't fit the skateboard in your trunk.
Yeah, then I show him the Lamborghini, the trunk in the Lamborghini. You can't even fit a skateboard in there.
He didn't even know how to open the trunk. Yeah. He couldn't even find the button. We have the goddamn filmers in there pressing buttons. I'm like, who else owns a rich-ass car like this? Of course, they're all driving like Pintos and Yugos. I won't act all
serious. The best part about it is that whoever I get paired up with on Cribs, you know that the other person's going to be like, here's my nice mahogany kitchen table. And by the way, camera crew, take your shoes off because there's a nice carpet. You know, like, it's just like, I'm just like, dude, do the moonwalk with shit on this carpet. This is why I hate this room.
Dude, the best part is the first time we did Cribs, I was just talking to some of the dudes, and they're like, dude, all those like rappers, they all like rent cars, and sometimes they rent houses.
Yeah,
they
moonwalk with shit.
They'll just go down to like the nice rental place.
They told me that, I forget, maybe like Jabba or something?
Sean, no, P. Diddy wears fake jewelry.
Yeah,
right?
He wears silver.
Well, no, that's not what the Cribs guy said. That's what Usher said that.
LionG.com just fucked that one
it was,
up.
It was some, like, some rapper on Def Jam or whatever. He straight up rented like some exotic car for the day. And the Cribs guys found that out, so they told me that. And that was right when Ryan Dunn was showing Childers Volkswagen. Like, why would you show somebody else's car? Like, what the fuck?
The one dude who actually really did it was that dude Redman. He just had some
shit. Oh, that was the best.
That was the greatest one.
And he's like, there's
the
like
best.
Some passed out dude on the carpet.
Shit ass.
Like,
oh,
that's
so
my cousin
good.
Richie. Like, just ignore him.
That's so good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
See, cribs like that are the best. Like, dude, if you live in a shitty bedroom, show it. Don't clean it up for cribs.
Yeah.
Yo, like, if I live in a shithole, you're going to see the shithole that I live in. I'm not going to have someone come sparkle the joint up.
You notice how everyone's refrigerators is all, like, perfectly neat, like, with, like, all the sodas and stuff. Or, like, they just went shopping that
shit. It looks like you tried way too hard. Yeah. Just make it look normal.
I mean, look at it here. Bam wakes up hungover, drunk out of his mind with a fucking heroin addict living in his house. Pumping hot wax.
Yo, they're all getting serious, like, asking our accomplishments in life. Like, so what do you own? I'm like, only thing I own are two outstanding warrants. That's all I own that no one can take away.
Well, what are those awards?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that too much.
The awards. What are your awards?
Yo, Bam, about the hungover in Annapolis.
Oh, we're going to get to that next week.
Novak,
which will be in 5 minutes.
Shit, man. He's Novak. Some serious shit.
That's why he's writing a book.
The best is when I played him Attached at the Hip. He's like, that song's about heroin. I'm like, what?
It is.
And he even got Darren believing it. Darren's like, yeah, maybe it is.
Jeff, the day his mom found out that he was all hopped up on heroin, he got tossed out of a moving Cadillac at 40 miles per hour by a group of thugs. Because he owed him $10,000. So he tumbles to his mom's feet.
Well, she's doing, like, yard work on a Sunday afternoon.
Some speeding car just cruises by, like, oh.
Get the fuck out, motherfucker. Like, he's like, oh, you better have that $10,000 waiting. Like, meaning what $10,000? Oh, don't worry about it, Mom. They're cool guys.
I've taken my mom through hell and back a million times. Like, she knows where it is and what's located there.
You know
what's
crazy?
She's been there so much. And she doesn't even deserve it. This lady had a goddamn heart attack in the middle of the night sleeping because she was so fucking worried about me, man.
The craziest thing is when I first met you, dude, you were like 13 and like everybody's like, that's the next Tony Hawk and stuff. I'm like,
that Tony Hawk dream went right into the needle.
You hear that, kid? Seriously. You were on PAL. Seriously. 12
listen
or 13,
to that.
You're already on PAL.
Listen to, dude, Bucky Lasik from PAL, like, He stopped everything just to make sure that Novak went everywhere with him because he was so good at skating. And then he meets his dipshit
drug dealer.
What's his name? Mike S.
Brian Jones.
Why would
Hope
you
you're
say
not listening.
Sorry, Brian. No, then he meets these like sketchy friends and he thinks that he's all cool. And then he's out at like Pulaski in Washington D.C. smoking weed while everybody else is skating. I'm like, God, this is where it all goes.
And that's so true too. Like as soon as I started going to Pulaski with all the thugs from D.C. downhill was soon to come. Oh, man. I was in the fast lane for downhill.
But hey, you could be wiping your ass with hundreds company. Right now.
I could be sitting next to Bam here wiping my ass with hundos, driving around in Lambos. Now I'm just co-signing on it.
Kind of. I'm halfway there.
Hey,
I'm living the dream vicariously through him.
You got the Lambo chick.
There's no lamb.
You got the Lambo chick.
It's so true, though. Who cares? Who the fuck cares? It's true.
If Novak had to tell the truth, it would be this. We'd walk into Kilder's. Hey, babe, you want to go back to my buddy's big house and drive my buddy's Lambo? We could hop in my buddy has a jukebox and we can play my buddy.
Everything's my buddy's.
We could hop in my buddy's hot tub.
The funny thing is that I'm so straight to the point. Like, even I offend Bam sometimes. Last night, we're at a bar and I'm picking this chick up, the bartender, and she's...
No. We're not at a bar. We're at Applebee's. Stop. And he goes, God damn, girl, are you single? She's like... Well, not really. Well, we're taking a break. He's like, so you cheat. I like that. And then she's just like, well, you know, we're just taking time off. And he's like, time off means that you're attracted to other guys and you want to fuck other dicks. And I'm just like, Novak, we're at Applebee's. He's like, she's going to remember me for the rest of her life just because I made an impression on her. And I'm just like...
Then he makes up a lie. He's like, oh, miss, you got to excuse him. We just got off a flight, a red eye. And I'm like, dude, I haven't been on a flight in 2 weeks. What are you lying for?
Don't try and make excuses for me. Because I was uncomfortable. I wasn't uncomfortable for her. I was uncomfortable for me. I was just like, oh, my God, man. Like, that's something you say at Tiki Bob's on some random fucking Friday night where all these like chicks are like shaking their ass. We were at Applebee's at noon.
Dude, I'll say it at 9 a.m. on Sunday at church to a broad if she's high.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, this song's about drugs. We're gonna end this song. Ooh. And everybody say your goodbyes because this song's called Special K by Placebo.
I did so much of that one night. That's the only drug I ever had an outer body experience.
Did you go to a K-hole?
We don't want to hear about it, Novak. We just want to play the song.
Dude, isn't goodbye, that cat everyone. Medicine?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Play this song and say it in the softball voice.
Yeah, the song is Placebo, and it's by Special K, and K stands for, now they want me to say Radio Bam, Sirius 20. Now I've got it. Now I want to make fun of Rake, because Rake is a sexual faggot. He loves to drink.
God.
Oh, Rake!
You're dead.
Oh, well, Merry Holidays.
Shut up, dude. We're so sick of that stupid voice, you furry fag.
Play the song. Goodbye, everyone. Rock.
Uh-huh. Yo, it's Novak. Don't get your hopes up.
Coming up beyond belief on this course.
7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.